Kyla,
Casey,
and Carol.
And welcome back to the 101 podcast. It is Caroline and I, and a very special guest today. Kyla is not present at the moment. I want to make sure we said that, because last time someone wasn't on the podcast, we did not mention it whatsoever, and we just kind of didn't talk about the fact that Caroline wasn't there. So it's Casey, Caroline, and Shannon. And before we talk a little bit more about Shannon, do I have any motions on the floor this time?
Motion to open debate.
That's in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate's now open. Shannon?
What's up?
Do you feel blessed being on this podcast today?
So blessed.
Too blessed to be stressed.
Yes. Well,
let's
still
not push
stressed,
it.
But that's okay.
Yeah. So Shannon here has actually sort of been on the podcast once before.
Yeah, I was. I was on it, sort of.
In the background, kind after the pretzels.
After the pretzels. Oh, man.
Oh, right.
Those pretzels.
Yeah, there was a time over the summer Shannon crashed at our apartment for a few days, and we ordered $45 worth of pretzels one night for dinner.
Not like hard pretzels. Like,
and also not per
stuffed,
person that was like
yeah,
among
stuffed
four
pretzels.
People.
It was yeah, they were stuffed pretzels. So like imagine a calzone, but it's made out of pretzel dough and it's like 10 times better.
Yeah. Imagine that heartburn.
But
I think that
place is gone.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I think health code
there's
violations.
There's a new one that's similar.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, Shannon.
Yes.
Is a fellow teammate. She's been on the team. She's a, what year
sophomore.
Are you? What are you studying?
Diplo, and I focus in environmentalism and women and gender studies.
We love it. So you're looking to take Women in the Environment International.
Yes.
All right.
Basically.
God. Oh, my God. Casey, you're not graduating anymore. I hate to inform
I'm
you
not shocked.
That the school has revoked your degree.
It's time for a fifth year. But Shannon, what has your month schedule been like this year? Because I know you've been
you've
been on the move with me quite a bit.
I have, yeah, you and I have spent a lot of time in hotel rooms together this past year.
Okay.
I'm so okay.
And some of that was on conference.
You know, it's been a long day.
It's been a long day. Okay. Yeah, I went to Barmun with the team, competed in the Facebook board of directors, mm-hmm. which was absolutely wild.
Absolutely
wild. Absolutely wild. I was part of the team that went to Kayak and competed in the Fire Festival committee there. I was a random Russian supermodel, which was
nope.
in a time, yeah.
Gaffled as a random Russian supermodel in the Fire Festival
like,
committee.
Had maybe 30-second screen time in the Hulu documentary,
great.
And they were just like, yeah, this is fine.
It was like the last position in that background guide, too.
It was. I went on to date Billy McFarland after Fire Festival.
Nice, good.
But I didn't know him at the time. I was just sort of there. It's
okay.
fine. And then at Money, most recently, I was the crazy delegate that did the 24-hour Chernobyl committee.
So that's what this episode is going to be about. If you just clicked on the podcast without reading the title, we're gonna talk to Shannon about what her 24-hour committee was.
Oh, man.
What her position was. And then, like, I just have so many questions about, like, how crisis operates mm-hmm. and, like, the whole vibe of a 24-hour committee.
Yeah. Because I think Shannon's the only one on our team in recent history that's done a 24-hour committee.
Yeah, like,
to my knowledge,
even
yeah,
when
yeah.
I was a freshman.
No one that we knew.
No one that I knew had done one.
So it's been at least 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, we
the
don't really go to conferences like that.
The impression I got is that this is somebody I think is going to be showing up more.
Yeah.
Why?
It's, whereas I kind of like ad hocs where it, from what I've heard, they weren't everywhere, and
yeah.
now every conference has an ad hoc. I think the circuit is moving towards 24-hour committees.
Hmm. Yeah, I know Money talked a lot about being, like, one of the first ones, or the first one. I'm not really sure, like,
mm-hmm.
if they had been doing one how many years previous, because I know PDI
last year
ran
was
one.
Their first one.
Yeah, so I think PDI and Money ran them both at the
mm-hmm.
same time, but I don't know if PDI went through with it, if they
yeah.
changed it.
Money, this is their second year. Feedback from our delegation, is, or our, the people in room, the committee, was that we would be excited to see two next year. Whoa. There was a possibility. They talked about bouncing around the idea of a 24-hour ad hoc. So you would get your position and the committee on Thursday night, and then you'd show up Friday morning. And
oh my god. What about a 24-hour JC?
Oh my gosh.
No, that's too much.
I mean, yeah, it was crazy, but I mean, I finished it and was like, I want to do this again next year.
You're crazy.
I am 100% crazy.
Well, okay, let's talk about why you chose to do this in the first place.
Mm-hmm. So I typically do politics and board of directors committees. So the Chernobyl crisis was a little bit outside of my realm, but in high school I did some 24-hour stuff. The president of our club was like, can you do this? And I was like, I don't know how to say no, so sure.
You express interest, right?
I did.
You were like, maybe.
I was voluntold.
So that's how you got into it, all right? Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts? Like, how did you prepare mentally for this experience?
So this conference was different because I knew I was in the 24-hour committee in December. Like, I knew over Christmas break.
Yeah.
So, I found out pretty early, which is opposed to normally finding out 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
They're going to conference and you're going to committees.
Did they send out positions, like, really early?
No, but because my position selection was different, they had a separate, like, I had to submit an application for the Chernobyl committee because they had a separate kind of process, which basically, because it's me, just gave me more time to be stressed about my committee. Yeah. It wasn't that I started research a month and a half in advance. No, of course not. I was just anxious about it. But I did get to binge the HBO show over Christmas break.
Yeah. Is that your first time seeing it? Or?
Yes, that was my first time. It was so good, so good. And then going into it, it felt a little bit like my first conference ever because I didn't... If you go into your first committee, you know, you've done trainings, you kind of know what it is, but you're sort of not sure how it's going to run. Yeah. And so, or like how the timing of it works and what that looks like over the course of a weekend. So it was the same setup. We also didn't really have a set schedule.
Just like, when it happens, it happens, kind of.
I know. Shannon told me her schedule, like, the, like, first edition, and I was like, what?
Exactly.
It doesn't even make sense.
Like, exactly.
It wasn't even 24 hours.
No, it didn't end up being 100% 24 hours, because I guess they...
I think you would have died if that happened.
They would have... I think they simulated it, and their team and senior sec, or their secretariat, couldn't survive it. They were like, this can't happen, so they cut it down.
I kind of love that.
It was great, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we came in Thursday night and basically got a chance to kind of talk over what it was going to look like and ask questions.
That's nice.
And then started at 9, like, we pushed, it was originally supposed to start at 8:30 and go to 3:30 in the morning, and we, or 2:30, and we said, can we start at 9:30 and go to 3:30 because the hour in the morning matters. The hour at whether it's 2:30 in the morning or 3:30 in the morning doesn't matter. So that we did that, which was nice. And they were super flexible about schedule.
That's good.
So yeah, that is kind of how it ran. It wasn't 24 hours straight, but it didn't need to be.
Yeah. So it ended up being, I guess, like 18 hours straight.
Yeah, I think so.
Or like, short breaks, but...
Which...
So how did the schedule work with breaks and everything?
Yeah, so last year, I think they ran it, from what I've heard, a little differently, based on the other delegation or the other committee's feedback. So, yeah, so we had every couple hours, we would have a break. We had a lunch break, dinner break, and then... Around 11, 9:30, 11.
Who knows what ish. Time it was?
At that point, I don't even know.
Is this at night, right?
This is at night, yeah. We just, debate started to lull, and we would get like 20-minute jumping jack break of just go to the bathroom, do what you gotta do, come back and debate, of kind of like refresh, which helped a lot. And then towards the end of the night, it was funny because it was so late and we were so tired, they would give us, it would, instead of being like motion for an unmod, it would be motion for 10 minutes to write a crisis note, because you couldn't, you hit a point where you almost could not focus on anything. Yeah. So the idea of debating and writing a directive and a crisis note and dealing with war games like was too much. So it was like, okay, so I think for our last crisis note, I remember everyone just sort of slumped on the floor, like trying to write the last note because we were so tired.
I kept asking Shannon after she got back, I just want to know if anybody had fallen asleep in committee.
I vaguely remember a little bit.
I like how this experience for you is like, I mostly blacked this out.
Yes.
But I vaguely remember something happening.
Yes. And the funniest accounts are from, so over my dinner and lunch breaks and all the stuff is I would call the team when you guys had your debriefs. Because that was the hardest part for me is that you miss a lot of the time with your delegation.
Yeah.
I don't get the same time with you guys. So I would call you and either rant about what was going on in committee or get help or just hang out for 15 minutes just on the phone. And so the recounts I got back from what I sounded like, I think because you were at the head Del Social and I called the team and Sarah was one of the other delegates on our team was telling me that I just sounded like it was whack, like absolutely crazy.
Well, did you fall asleep in committee?
I did not fall asleep. I actually got back to the room. I think I got back to the hotel at like 4 o'clock in the morning ish and was so hyped up on adrenaline and caffeine that I couldn't sleep. I can get into what the room looked like later.
Yeah, go ahead.
So,
or you could get into it now.
So when we started at like 9:30 in the morning, we were in a separate building than everybody else. So we were in their performing arts center. And I didn't know if I think it had to do with how many, like what buildings could be open and have people in them. But they had us all in the lobby and we're kind of standing around talking. And all of a sudden the crisis staff comes up with that siren noise.
Oh, I hate it.
The siren and are yelling and they have like fake guns and are like, you got to get downstairs. There's been a crisis.
rushes
all downstairs. And most of my committee was guys. So they're like running and I'm in heels like, don't fall. And they basically, our room was this, the joke was that it was an underground bunker. But it was a basement, it was a room in the basement of their art center that was windowless and clockless.
No.
You can't see Carol's face right now, but she's absolutely shocked.
No, that's awful.
It is a windowless, clockless
room. Did you have a watch at least?
I had my phone.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it actually helped because you didn't know what time it was.
Like, you didn't really focus on the time.
You didn't focus on the time. It didn't matter if it was midnight or 1 a.m. because you didn't care.
Yeah.
It was
break. You have so much more time.
You were focusing on break to break. You were not focusing on hour to hour.
That makes sense, yeah.
So, late at night, it kind of helped. But that also meant when I left committee at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it was.
You were, like, thrown off.
I had no idea what it was because I'd been in the same room for so long.
The only thing I can, like, think about that being similar to is either when you're in a casino and there's no clocks and there's no windows.
Same
but I've never been in a casino, so I can't, like, rationalize that. Or it's when weird. You're in a it's movie off-putting. Theater and you don't know how long the movie you're seeing is, but you know that it's, like, long-ish. You get there and it's daylight outside and then you leave and it's, like, it's already rained and it's, like, pitch black.
Yes. Or when you took the ACT or the SAT.
Yes.
And you have, you know, like, time and relationship of how much time you have left on that exam. But as far as what time of day it is, like, that isn't even a concrete. It's the same kind
of
thing.
That's so weird.
One of the things, props to this crisis staff, some of the best updates I've ever seen.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Hands down.
They won the, like, vote, right?
Yeah, they won the vote. Best updates. Best maps I've ever seen.
Good.
Fantastic maps.
And the maps for that have to be pretty decent.
And the guy that's what I'm excited about is the guy that made all the maps is crisis director next year.
Ooh.
And he was really good.
Didn't you say, correct me if I'm wrong, and this is a different conference. Didn't you say for that one that they basically, the staff had to compete to get the CD position?
Mm-hmm. Yes. For
the 24 hour.
Yeah. So basically, I don't know exactly what had happened, mm-hmm. but this staff was their best of the best crisis directors. Mm-hmm. And I think they were supposed to do the ad hoc and then they got switched. I don't really know mm-hmm. how it happened. And then to my impression, they were using the crisis staff to train the people for next year.
Like the mm-hmm. CDs.
They were training the CD yeah. for next year. And
you guys had like a secretariat rotation. Popping in to like help too. Secretary, right? Like Sec Jen. And
Sec
like
the... Jen was showing up randomly after the Dell social, which was funny. he was just like, I'm here. And we're like, okay. And then okay. one of the things our crisis directors did is we had two of them. So we had two crisis directors, a chair, and then sort of like a vice crisis director. So every session, the crisis directors would flip. So there would be one in room acting as vice chair and then one in back room acting as crisis director.
Okay.
And so what that meant was, A, they got a better understanding of debate and crisis directing. Mm-hmm. So that way there wasn't the disconnect that sometimes happens between chair and CD.
That's really good. Yeah.
And they would be in the back. They'd build a crisis update. They deliver it, and then they got to see it play out in room.
That's cool.
Which was really fun.
Maybe that's a, like, interesting thought for, like, changing how, like, yeah. awards are done or even sharing.
It was really
done.
Cool. Sometimes there were issues because yeah. one crisis director would let something yeah. would happen mm-hmm. in your notes, and then the next one would be like, maybe not. But,
yeah.
And then the guy who's running it next year was in room in the back room the whole time, mm-hmm. and he sort of made it all run seamlessly and made mm-hmm. the arcs kind of work and flow together.
That's insane. So they have like three people really controlling
basically
it.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
And then the chair was really good as well, and he spoke fluent Russian, so he was able to read that's all cool. of our names, which was fun. And he did a Gorbachev accent like the whole time, which was really cool.
That's kind of hard to do an accent like the entire time.
Yeah, it was good though. It was genuinely good. I think he was Georgian.
Okay, so it's not that hard to.
His name is also Sandro, which is funny.
Just like the basketball player.
Just like yeah. Just like yeah. So it was fun, I guess. My position was I was the premier of Russia and so or the USSR. So
USSR.
USSR.
We don't want the Federation getting on our case.
So I was second in command to Gorbachev. So I basically...
Yeah, that's a good position.
I had the number one position in room.
That's
which is very different than what some of our other delegates had, who felt like the P5 and yeah, some of the other yeah. things where they felt that the better schools got... And I was like, I got the best room in here. The best committee or the best position in here.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was fun.
Which, if you want to hear more about that, go check out the money episode, yeah. number 43?
Something.
Yeah.
I have a weird logistical thing. Okay, not really logistical. What did you wear?
Yeah.
Because if I was in the mindset of I'm going to be sitting in a room
right.
for 18 mm-hmm. hours.
Oh, this was I fully stressed about this because I was like, okay.
I got to be comfortable,
but I get one outfit. Normally you yeah. sort of play it up as like
yeah.
how do I show up and like pop off but yeah. also
on different days
on different days yeah. you like two yeah. different things right
you wear your power outfit on Saturday
exactly yeah. but you know you show like you do your thing
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't do that. I had to pick one yeah. outfit, so
you have to do it all in one day.
So I also didn't know what the temperature of the room would be yeah. like yeah. there are things that you don't know, so mm-hmm. I wore they're navy blue, almost like tuxedo pants. They're tapered. Okay. And they have like a black stripe down the leg. Okay. So I wore that with a, like a plaid-ish blazer and then a black tank top.
Okay.
And then I had blue heels, but also brought super comfortable
there we
flats.
Go. Okay.
And they also, our crisis, they said, you don't have to be in Western business attire the whole time. So I also brought my quarter zip. And
there we go.
Wore that okay. towards the end of the day,
that,
too.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So
I
there
feel
was,
like that's...
I think one of my CDs went through about 6 different outfits. He kept just showing up in a different outfit
that's
and would
funny.
Pretend like it wasn't happening. It was really funny.
That's good.
It was, yeah, it was great.
What about, like, food and drink and caffeine and all of
that. Yeah, so we had a couple of things of Dunkin' coffee in the room. Meals were spaced out enough. People brought snacks. And then...
Were any, like, food things provided?
A little bit. Not really. Okay. There were, like, munchkins and periodically stuff, but not really. We kind of supplied our own food or would bring things back.
I'm just wondering, like, when you got to the, like, 11 to 3 a.m.
Yeah, so I
or, like, when things are really when things are down. Going.
I had snacks in my bag. I brought, like, Clif Bars and stuff. And then there was coffee, and I became friends with one of the girls in my room, and she had Monster. So I took one of her Monsters.
Good.
Yeah.
The only reason we cooperate in committee is for the energy drink.
True comrades in the USSR.
True comrades. So yeah, so I took her Monster, or one of her Monsters. People made CVS runs. There was a CVS nearby, so we would get snacks.
Yeah. I'm sorry, ever since I said true comrades, I've been thinking about, like, True Friend by Miley Cyrus, but, like true comrade to that tune.
That's a lot.
But, yeah, tell me about the CVS runs.
But, yeah, no, we just had snacks to kind of pace yourself throughout.
That's good.
It was one of the things that I did. I was regularly alternating between water and coffee because... We've all had something probably during finals week where you over caffeinated and you were just like,
You're done.
You're done. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely done. So I didn't want to crash. I was worried about my caffeine crash.
Yeah.
I knew I probably wasn't going to fall asleep if I caffeinated consistently, but I just needed to make sure I didn't get so jittery that I like couldn't function.
Because people did nod off a little bit.
One guy had caffeine gum that he chewed throughout.
That work for him?
It did. I think I stole one of them. They weren't bad. It tasted just like regular gum.
Someone brings just like pure caffeine tablets and every 2 hours just pops one.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh my gosh. But I kind of want to talk about like, do you have anything else in committee you want to share that was like super?
I mean, I can talk about some of the updates and some of that or how it ran.
Yeah,
we divulged into war games.
Oh, jeez.
One of the things I liked is that they said in the background guide they didn't want nuclear war.
Which is nice.
Like, no nuclear war. Yeah. So if that's your crisis arc, like, don't.
Okay.
Which was really, I think, good.
That's good because, like, so many people would do that.
Exactly. And once you hit nuclear war, where else do you go?
Nowhere. You don't because you're dead.
How do you pace an arc for 24 hours?
Exactly.
I guess is my question.
That too. That was weird. That was really weird.
Did you kind of like divide in your head, all right, this is the amount of time Thursday would be, this is the amount of time Friday, or did you just go for it?
I didn't because they sort of would speed you up and slow you down as they wanted it to work. I did do that in the beginning, and then I kind of, my strategy was... Two things. One, unlike Saturday, where you can set something up for midday Saturday to sort of go off, I was thinking, oh, that's happening at 11 o'clock at night. I will have been debating for so long, I don't want to have to pull all of these things together in an elaborate way when I'm brain dead at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, that's not going to happen. So I need to set myself up. I was like, my 9:30 in the morning self needs to set myself up for 2 a.m. Like, what can I do so that when I can barely function, I will still be okay?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So that meant having a bunch of random pieces that kind of did their thing.
I love that.
Yeah.
But Shannon... All right. Shannon after the committee ending.
Oh my gosh.
It's a whole new level. And here's the thing. I didn't even see Shannon... I didn't see Shannon from, I think the last time I saw you was Thursday night when you were like, wish me luck, and you left the hotel room we were in.
I was downing, so the week leading up, I was sick, first of all. Like, I woke up and I was starting to feel that throat drain, and I was like, oh no, I can't lose my voice. Like, this can't happen. So I was, this is bad. I was taking, like, NyQuil, but also melatonin. So I was falling.
You were like doubly asleep.
Shannon was making sure she was having full night's rest.
Full night's rest.
Shannon was in a non-medically induced coma every night leading up to
Money. And it was funny because my roommate had a bunch of work to do that week. So I was falling asleep like with the lights on at like 9 o'clock at night. And she's up until like 1 o'clock in the morning doing work. And I had no idea.
Yeah. But Shannon was like, I'm signing off, peace, I'm gonna go, like...
I did that on the airplane there, I slept the whole time, just taking melatonin, and then...
Shannon was, like, storing up sleep, which I'm not sure it's possible.
I don't know if it's a thing, but it made me feel better.
She stayed awake, though.
I stayed awake, it was fine. And then, yeah, you guys had your Thursday night debrief, and I was like, I didn't do anything, so I'm gonna go bed.
We let Shannon tell us what her schedule is, and she's like, peace, I'm taking some melatonin and going to sleep. And that's the last time I saw Shannon until Saturday night.
Yeah.
Except, like, once through a phone.
Yes.
On once Friday through the
phone night. On Friday night.
And did not get to hear the story of Shannon when she returned on Saturday morning until, like... people were telling me in the lobby, they're like, did you hear what state Shannon was in? Like, host 24-hour committee? This is great.
So, okay, first of all, again, I barely remember what happened.
The brain just stopped recording.
It stopped recording. But keep in mind, I got back at like 4 o'clock in the morning and didn't sleep. So, because I was so wired. So I'm tossing and turning. And I kind of would like go to sleep and then I wake up and it was weird. And at one point, like, one of the girls in the room, I came back and she was like talking to me, but she was asleep and I was asleep. Ellen and I had a weird conversation at like 3.
Oh, I thought this was going to be our other delegate one time gave their opening speech in a GA.
Yes, a kayak stood up and gave her opening GA speech and doesn't remember it.
But you're having a good conversation.
I had a good conversation. Neither of us really remember it, but I recall that it happened. So I woke up on... I guess Saturday morning.
Still Saturday.
Still Saturday. Saturday morning, and I woke up with my two other delegates, and they had to go to committee, so they walked downstairs to breakfast.
And this was what time? 8:30?
8:30, 9:30-ish. I woke up, and one of the other girls said, hey, can I talk to you about my arc? And they were like, how are you? And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I... We were just checking.
Off of 24-hour company for arc help at 8 in the morning.
Let them sleep. Oh,
but I
God.
Couldn't sleep. I was wide awake. And she would start speaking to me, and I would not hear it. It was like the Charlie Brown voice. It was like
the wah-wah-wah-wah.
I was looking at her, and I couldn't register the words that she was saying.
I've had that happen before when I am really tired.
I couldn't register.
And people talk, and it just sounds like gibberish.
I couldn't focus on it. And I've had that happen where you hear something and you have to ask, like, what 7 times. This was a different level of not
was
here.
It like she was in the next room and just talking and you're like, oh,
Or it's like, I know you're talking, but I'm not paying any attention.
It's like, you're talking, but I'm over here, like, texting 7 people and watching TV.
Yes, but I'm sitting there looking at you.
That's so strange. I don't like this.
Shannon's brain was shutting down at this point.
So then I decide to go to breakfast with them. And they tell me. Oh, we're going to breakfast. I didn't hear them. I thought they were just going to the bathroom or something. I look up and no one's in the room anymore. And I was just like... Oh.
We're both going to the bathroom right now, don't we?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought they were, you know, getting ready or doing something. And I sit up. I remember sitting up in bed and going, hey, tell me when you guys go to breakfast. And then realized that nobody was there and they'd already gone and had told me and I just didn't register it. I walked downstairs and was kind of not coherent. Waited for one of them to finish making a waffle so I could use the waffle maker, not realizing that there were 2 waffle makers right next to each other. They said I was, like, saying words but not finishing sentences, and that didn't make sense. I would start a phrase.
As head doll, maybe I should have been more concerned about this.
I would start phrases and it wouldn't work. I then proceeded, we went back up to the hotel room. At this point, also, I wasn't really hungry. I think I ate just a bunch of Fruit Loops. And that was, like, all I ate until we ate Wendy's that night. Like, it was bad. Normally I eat okay at conference. This was bad.
When you think of the conference experience that we've talked about in every other episode, take this, put it on like massive amounts of steroids, and that's what Shannon did. Not steroids, but the conference experience times 1,000.
Yeah. The conference experience, if you were snorting caffeine, like that's basically yes. what we hit.
Yes.
Yeah, so they're getting ready, and I was like, oh, I'll stay awake. I vaguely remember thinking, oh, I'll say goodbye to the team before they go on Saturday, wish them luck. And then I was asleep. And I think I slept from like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
It's not that long.
I think it was something like 2:45-ish. Yeah. Like I slept most of the day. And then stayed in bed, and the week before had been to a 2-episode Bachelor week. So I caught up. I called my dad and was just like, I'm alive and I'm in Georgia. And he didn't remember that I was going to Georgia. So it was
my favorite thing is just sending my parents like, I'm in Boston right now. I'm in Atlanta. And they're like, okay.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, it was something. It was definitely something. And then you guys had questions for me that night. Yeah. And I barely could answer them because
I hadn't really remember a lot of it.
Well, that's the thing is now I can remember a lot more of it, but right after I hadn't processed what had happened.
Yeah. But
it felt like a fever dream.
Then we got Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, then we went out to the social.
Oh, yes.
Shannon came.
Yes.
You went to the social?
I went to the social.
On like 7 hours of sleep?
Well, here's the thing. She ran into a lot of her committee there too.
Almost my entire committee was there.
Honestly, if I just went to committee for like 18 hours and I had the rest of the weekend, because then you've got all of Saturday and then like a little bit of Sunday to just kind of chill.
Yeah. And I had spent a lot of time with my committee.
Didn't you guys go back on Sunday and, like, meet up again?
We did for, like, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was fine. Plus, remember, I hadn't seen anybody.
How many people were in there?
There were 11 of us.
Oh, that's not that big.
No, it was pretty small.
Yeah, most of the committees were around, like, 13-ish.
Yeah, that's actually kind of nice.
It was really nice. I liked it.
I like smaller committees.
I like committees that are, like, 10 to 14.
It was a good size. Yeah, it was a really good size. And because I hadn't seen the team, I went to the social because
it was a good time.
Yeah, we had fun, but that was the thing is I was so tired that I was like not, I just was having a great time because I was so tired.
You're just out of your mind. You were like, everything is so fun right now.
I don't know why.
Drinking water and just like, I'm living my best life.
I'm just trying to hydrate, you know?
It was a whole thing.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For telling us. That is not an experience that most delegates will ever have. So hopefully, if you're listening, this either piques your interest to try a 24-hour committee at a conference or to make one at your own conference.
Or absolutely repels you.
Or just you're like, that was horrific. I'm never going to do it. I think
it's
I'm going to title this I Survived 24-hour committee.
That was the goal of it by the end, was to just survive. Also, we managed to do something I've never done in any other committee. Actually solved the Chernobyl crisis.
Dang.
That's kind of astounding.
Like, legitimately, kind of did it. There were a lot of other issues, but we sort of dealt with it, which is fun.
That's good.
I've never actually been in a committee where we solved the issue we were there to solve.
Wow.
You sort of just minimize it and then focus on everything else.
Yeah, you minimize it and they're like, there's elephants dropping from parachutes, so like, fix that.
Exactly.
But I did want to talk about one thing that we usually try to say at the beginning, but we jumped right into the 24-hour committee, which I very much enjoyed, but we usually do a little circuit news piece.
Yes.
And this week, we do have Circuit News.
Oh boy, do we.
And it is at the same location that Circuit News was a previous week.
Yes.
We're going off to New Haven, Connecticut for this one.
I wish Kyla was here for this.
We're back again.
I think I told her, or if not, I'll tell her tonight.
Okay.
But sexy, I don't know. The conference
S-C-S-Y.
The conference we always are like, we're never saying it the way
we're
it's
We're not
to
calling
say.
It sexy.
Is no more. Instead, from the ashes rises a new phoenix.
Oh, gosh. I sincerely hope no one from Yale listens to this and it's just like, what? Oh my God.
It is UMunc 2020. Y-U-M-U-N-C 2020.
Who knows?
And the tagline is new name, new philosophy, new opportunities. So, thus ends the 42-year reign of Sixie.
And Sexy. Only because the 101 girls got upset the fact that it was called Sexy.
Because Kyla's hatred was so strong.
All of her hatred, let's be honest.
The wrath of Kyla.
I had a good time at that conference, but the name just really... Why?
Rustled your jimmies.
But it did rustle my jimmies. But I am very interested because I know that Sixie had fallen quite a few spots in the last couple years in the fall 2019, or just the fall rankings in general. So I'm hedging a bet that this is kind of like a rebranding. They're going to overhaul how they do committees, kind of like putting that new step forward to attract more schools and to revamp, because it's like they used to be a very highly ranked conference. Yeah. And even when we went this year, they like, I think we're ranked on the bottom tier this year.
I mean,
it wasn't a bad conference. Like, I still enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's nice to see that, like, you know, oh, they recognize like that they want to revamp and bring themselves like back to where they were. And so, like, I wish them all the luck with that.
Oh, yeah.
So I look forward on hearing about how that goes next year. And, you know,
what the conference is all about. Hoping that no one gets confused.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is YUMunc or UMunc or whatever?
Or confuse it after a high school conference.
Where is Sixie?
Yeah, right. Well, Sixie, the web address, if you just search Sixie, that's the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
And the actual, like, web address is Sixie-Yura.org still.
Okay. Okay.
So I think that it's, like, pretty straightforward.
Okay.
Because then it also says C60 or sexy, like, 42. So it's clear. Also, if you're listening to this, now you know that that's, like, the same thing, just, like, revamped.
Plus, most teams go, if you go to the same ones, you pay attention to what's happening.
And, like, people talk about them.
Yeah, and they, like, email you, and they're like, oh, we rebranded XYZ things.
Yeah, so I'm very excited to hear about how that's going to turn out. If you are on a staff from Yale, or you work with YUMunc, or UMunc, in any capacity, and you want to like reach out and advertise with us, let us know. We have packages for that. We'll plug. But so that's very interesting, and I'm excited to see where that goes.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for having me, guys.
Of course. Thanks for coming.
Would you like to lead us out, Caroline?
Are there any points or motions on the floor?
Motion to close debate.
That is in order. All those in favor?
Aye.
Debate is now closed. Of information, what are your social medias?
You can follow us on Instagram at @101podcast, and you can email us any questions or comments that you may have at @101.business@gmail.com.
And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, be sure to rate and review us.